Welcome to Off the Record, talking real estate with Joe and Michaela. If you're interested in the Portland, Oregon real estate market and want the unvarnished inside scoop, you've come to the right place. Thanks for giving us a listen.
Hello, welcome. So today we have a very special guest. We're so excited to introduce you to her. Her name is Leah Williams, and she's with Tomlinson Sotheby's over in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Northern Idaho area. And she's on today to tell us a little bit more about her marketplace and why Coeur d'Alene is an amazing place to live. So thank you, Leah, so much for your time.
Thanks, Michaela and Joe, for having me. I'm glad to share. Love it.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your area that you serve there. Is it far reaching, or are you really centralized in Coeur d'Alene?
So I love North Idaho, all of North Idaho. So we pretty much serve Coeur d'Alene, which is in Kootenai County. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of about a 20-minute drive from the Spokane border, you know, in Washington. So we're not that far. Post Falls, Rathdrum, Hayden, and all the way up to Sandpoint as well. We cover that too. We have a lot of lakes, parks, mountains. So we feel like there's something for everybody all over here.
Yeah.
That's great. And what are current market trends like in your area?
You know, that's interesting. I think we mirror a little bit of what the country's doing. And we have had kind of 2023 was a rough year. You know, Idaho had shot up so much in revenue, and in terms of the price appreciation and the sales, that 2023, I think we saw with the interest rates going up, we saw the prices going down because there was inventory sitting on the market a little longer. And we saw a lot of people just kind of pausing. Right now, in December, we saw quite a lot of people jumping back in the market with the thought that interest rates were going to be coming down this spring or, you know, in the summer. And I think we were up maybe 8% overall in December in terms of pendings. And then January, we're seeing quite a lot of activity. You know, here it is the end of January, and wow, we're busier than we were last January by a long shot. I mean,
that's fantastic.
It is good. I'm very optimistic for 2024.
We are too. We're hoping for a much better year than 23. We saw a lot of the same numbers that you're talking about in the Portland metro area. So,
and we had chatted a little bit about this, Leah, but would you say most buyers are kind of retirees or people buying second homes, or, you know, what does it look like for buyers?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we get a lot of people retiring for a better quality of life. So I'd say our average age of the incoming people from out of state is probably 50 years old and older. And I think it's just they're looking for a simpler life, maybe out of a big city, but still with all those amenities of recreation and things that they love to do, hiking, boating, fishing, you know, whatever. And we do see some people with young families moving here as well. Maybe not quite as many. I mean, they have to have a job that would fit here. And plus, maybe they can work from home. And I actually, during COVID, saw a lot of people moving to Idaho just because of the, you know, the schools. Maybe they were shut somewhere else and, you know, they discovered they really loved Idaho. We were open. But I'd say mainly in the little bit older age range. And then we see a lot of second home buyers as well. So a lot of primary home buyers, but a lot of second home buyers too.
So what's your average price point up there right now?
Oh, that's a good question. So I would say the average is not too indicative of all of our price ranges, but the medium is more in the high 600s, I'd mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. You can't get a really great, like, say, subdivision house if you've got kids in school for anywhere, I'd say, between 600,000 to 900,000, you could probably get something pretty decent, 4 bedrooms, almost 3,000 square feet in a newer subdivision. But if you really want something a little nicer, you're going to have to spend over $1 million, you know, yeah, for any kind of lake views or mountain views or anything like that.
I have to ask, what's the minimum to get on the lake, to be on the lake? It's so beautiful there. We were talking before we went on camera here, and Myself and a couple of other families, my family and two others, went up to Coeur d'Alene and spent a week up there. We were just off the lake and we couldn't find anything on the lake, quite frankly, but we were just off the lake and had a boat, and boy, it is spectacular.
Yeah. You know, I've been in Idaho for 20 years. I've been a broker at Sotheby's for 16 years, and the prices have radically changed in that timeline. Even before COVID, you could probably get a lakefront home on one of the larger lakes for probably in the 800, 700,000.
And this is pre-COVID, right?
Yeah, pre-COVID. Pretty decent, you know, lakefront home. Even with the price going down a little in 2023, you really can't get much under $1 million. We do have 50 lakes, you know, within our geographic area within a couple hours. So, I mean, we do have a lot of small lakes, and you could probably get on a small lake for, you know, in the still under $1 million range for sure. But if you want anything with, say, at least 3 bedrooms, that's not just a tiny 1,000-foot cabin, you probably need to spend at least $1.3 million and up. And even that would get you a fixer. I would say most people looking, I have several looking in the $2 million range and in one of the closer in lakes like Hayden Lake or Coeur d'Alene Lake, but not too far from a grocery store, like, you know, within 20 minutes. And gosh, it's hard under $2 million to find something that, you know, is not too far of a drive for them. So I've got a couple pending right now that are in that under $2 million. They're probably about 35 minutes to a grocery store and around a windy lake, but, you know, 30 minute drive. So if it's a summer only place, I think you can find something, but they range, you know, all the way up to, gosh, during COVID, I think one sold for $29 million.
Wow.
And, my gosh.
There's a couple on the lake that sold last year in the 10 million range. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a couple listed in the 8 million range right now, and we're hoping this spring they go. I haven't put them on the market yet, but anyway, so it's all over the board depending on what your budget and what your lifestyle desires are.
Is tourism still really popular in the winter? Because I know you guys obviously get a ton of snow.
Of course, summer is like when Coeur d'Alene really shines, you know, it's just crazy beautiful. But the winter, you know, there are 5 ski resorts within an hour drive from here. So we do have lots of skiing. The largest one is Schweitzer up in Sandpoint. They do have a lot of winter activities that have actually picked up in the winter, such as we have an ice rink that's in its 3rd year, an outdoor ice rink now. Mm. That's kind of a fun thing. We have actually going on this weekend and last weekend a winter lights kind of art, free art family thing. It's an outdoor art extravaganza downtown and in McEwen Park. And they have, of course, at Christmas time, they have the journey to the North Pole on the big boat cruises over the lake. Wildly popular, always sold out. You got to get tickets early. And then people love to still go on the Centennial Trail. They love to go to all kinds of outdoor. There's still outdoor walking on the trails and stuff. So people do all that. Snowshoeing. There's parks.
So what do buyers need to know when they visit? You know, you've got a new buyer into town. What do they need to know about the marketplace and how to handle getting into their new home?
Well, depending on where they are, I always like to let them know that they do need to plan for snow. Even though we have snow, we know it's coming. So the snow plows work great. Mm-hmm. You know, they're out there.
You guys are prepared compared to us.
We're prepared. Yeah, we're very prepared.
Yeah.
There's actually in North Idaho, you know, since I've lived here, there's never been a day I can't get to the grocery store. I mean, they do take care of the roads. So they try not to close the schools. But you do want to have either snow tires or four-wheel drive or something just so you feel a little safer. Mm-hmm. usually the temperature doesn't drop below 20, although a couple of weeks ago we had, you know, 0 degree minus weather, which was really odd, cold snap. But I like to tell people to enjoy every season, try to find something you love to do in every season, because we do have the full four seasons, which is so great. You know, you can really look forward to every season. And in the winter, I tell people, yeah, definitely try to go up to the mountains and enjoy the beauty. Even if you don't ski or snowshoe, you can take the lifts up to the restaurants. You know, there's a lot of restaurants even you can go to here just to kind of look around. We have an art walk downtown every, I think it's the second Friday of the month in downtown Coeur d'Alene, you know, all winter long. It's, you know, it just goes all the time and people go out for wine and walking. And
how competitive is it right now? If someone comes in, you know, let's say they've got 1 million to 1.3 million. Are they going to be in competition with other buyers? Is your inventory still at that point where it's?
Oh yeah. Yes. Yes. So for buyers looking for real estate, for sure, they should be ready. Of course, you know, pre-approved or ready to go. We have seen in the last year a lot of contingent sales where they have to sell a home first in order to buy. That is so hard because the competition is picking up for buyers looking just in the last, you know, couple months. And it is going to be a little harder for them to find something if they have a home sale contingency. If they have a backup plan, you know, like a bridge loan or they can do financing, that's better. Or of course, cash. We actually have a large percentage of our sales in our market, probably 40%, which is high, in cash sales too. But I would say just be ready to go. You know, don't hesitate if you find something you like, because the inventory is light. And if you see something you like, you know what they say, you know, marry the house and date the rate. So
yeah,
just kind of, you can always refi later. Just if you see something you like, go for it, you know, and then just worry about the rate later. And so I've had so many times when, you know, I've got some listings and they'll be sitting there for a couple months, you know, with people looking, but they're not really quite in the market or ready, or they don't think they're ready. And then they come back, their agent calls me and goes, oh, okay, you know, we're ready to make an offer. And I'm like, oh, we just accepted one yesterday, you know, or something like that. You know?
Murphy's Law, right? Murphy's Law.
Yeah. So, and, you know, these people had been going, oh, but it was on the market for, you know, it's just,
yeah,
Murphy's Law. You just don't know. Yeah. And I do feel like more sellers are going to be putting their homes on the market this year, because last year they either priced it too high, or they feel like there's going to be more buyers in town. So now they have the opportunity to move up, move down, right size. And I can already feel that coming, where people are starting to think, okay, this is the year, you know, I can go now move to where my grandkids are. Or
the timing,
you know,
feels right for a lot more people, doesn't it?
Yeah. And they're not as scared to give up their 3% rate or whatever they have.
Yeah.
Because now you're kind of hovering in the sixes, and they can maybe buy down into the fives, or they can cash out and downsize and get something smaller somewhere else. A lot of people might move. Usually the number one reason why I hear sellers leaving are the grandkids.
Ah, yes. Or
they live in another state. Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense.
That's a big one.
So we have to ask, what is your favorite restaurant in town? What would be your best recommendation?
What's your recommendation for someone showing up to Coeur d'Alene?
So it depends on what they're looking for, but we have a lot of really good choices. You know, if they really like five-star kind of service, of course, I always recommend Beverly's at the top of the resort, and they have the best view of the lake and really, I think, five-star dining. If they're looking for something casual or something a little bit more, you know, I want to say authentic, I love Tony's on the lake. You can go any time of year, and they have Italian food. They recently upgraded it. They also have their own dock. So in the summer, you can go by boat as well, but you can just drive there, and they're open year round. And I just love their food. I just love it.
We went there when we were in town. It was wonderful.
Yep. So someone recommended that to you. You know,
yes, they did.
In the summer, there's so many places to go too. I like, for casual, just kind of like, you know, walking around the park kind of thing downtown, the buoy, which is right by the Third Street Marine Launch there, right on the water. And they have really good fish tacos, and they usually have like some music playing outside. And it's just kind of like a walk up and order your food and go sit out at a table kind of place overlooking the lake. I think that's really, really a fun place to go to. And one of my places I really like, I guess you could go there in the winter too. I don't go as much in the winter, but I like the Floating Green overlooking the Floating Green golf hole at the Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course. A lot of people think it's private, but it's actually a public restaurant open to the public.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's very where cool. the pro shop is too. So you could pick up like a little Floating Green golf ball souvenir or whatever. But their outdoor patio is, I think, the best on the lake in the summer, sunset time, watching people try to hit the green.
Yeah, that's
they have
cool.
really good food awesome. In the summer. I know, so, I didn't just give you one, I gave you a few.
Oh, no, you gave the us more that, the better. The more the better. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's a lot to do.
Your business is you, I think your husband is licensed as well. Is that right?
Yeah. So my husband, John, if he was here, he's actually out showing property, but my husband, John, he actually has been licensed longer, and he's also a broker. He's also covers Spokane. So if someone wants to look across the border too, we can go show them property there, but he's really the best boat driver. So if you want to go look at waterfront, he actually is, it's great to go show by
oh,
water.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It does.
You imagine? And,
we've actually sold a lot of properties showing property on the water. It's actually faster because if you have to go from one end of Coeur d'Alene Lake to the complete Harrison opposite side, you'd almost like by car have to drive all the way back around the lake. But by boat, you can go look at some on the west side of the lake, and then you just jet over and you go look at some on the east side of the lake.
That's cool.
So fun. Really, oh my gosh.
It's, and on a beautiful day, it's just like there's nothing better.
Right.
Talk about a way to sell a property than to be on a boat.
Right.
My gosh.
And who's not going to be in a good mood? Who's going to be, grumpy when they're getting...
I'll take it.
Chauffeured around the lake like that. That's fantastic.
No, and he's also what I call our recreational specialist, which, he plays golf, pickleball, tennis, snow skis, snowboards, is out there on the trails, boats, water skis. So I'm sure there's something I missed there.
Jeez.
But if someone has, fishes, let's fly fishing, but if someone has a passion, and they want to find out how to do it, where to do it,
John's
I'll usually come up with John, and John will go and take him. I'm going to give you a little picture. Okay. This is a Christmas card from a while ago, but that's him right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Those are our kiddos.
But, fantastic.
Cute.
So yeah, definitely. And then we have a licensed assistant, and she helps with all our marketing and our listings and things like that as well. So
fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, we love it. We love the Coeur d'Alene lifestyle. So we can definitely show people whatever their heart's desires. And there's something for everybody here. I feel like there's a lot of housing options, from condos to single family homes to acreage to mountain to lake. A lot of people ask me, well, what's the best area? Well, it really depends on lifestyle. What do you want to do in life? And then we could kind of help narrow in on what the best place and property might be for them, because there's a plethora of options, which is great, in all different price ranges.
That's fantastic.
Oh, you're making me want to go right now.
Pack
up the car.
Come on, bye. We'll take you out. Go to one of the restaurants. If you play golf, we'll take you golfing.
we really appreciate your time, Leah. You are the best. And any of our brokers in our network who are looking to place their clients in Coeur d'Alene, Spokane, please reach out to Leah and her husband. I know they'll take great care of you. And we are so appreciative of your time today. Thank you so much for giving us an insight into the market.
Yeah, thank you for letting me talk about it. I love it. So
this was great. Yes. Yeah. Thanks again, Leah.
Thank you, Leah.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good rest of your day. Bye.
You too.
Thanks for joining us today. If you're interested in finding out more about Joe, myself, or the Live Portland team, you can go to liveportland.com. Thanks for giving us a listen, and see you next time on the Off the Record podcast.